This audio post is in response to a question which can be boiled down to this. Why can't portable JAWS handle things that require the off-screen model? This is a question that comes up in various guises over time and again. So I thought I would try to address it based on my experience as a JAWS scripter. I'm going to copy Freedom Scientific on this, so they may add corrections, modifications, what have you, to this. Probably not as audio posts. So people ask occasionally why JAWS cannot do very many things in portable JAWS mode that it can in regular JAWS, and the answer that usually comes back is portable JAWS can't do video intercepts, and video intercepts are required for the OSM, and the OSM is required for all this functionality. So I thought I would try to explain why this is happening in more layman's terms. OSM, off-screen model, is an old concept. This is something that has been around for many, many years and was, in fact, the way we did things in the early days of Windows because we didn't have a choice. It was the only way we could get information like what text is on the screen, where it is, and when it's getting changed. Nowadays, we have other alternatives to the OSM, which include things like MSAA, Microsoft Active Accessibility, which gives us information on where pieces of text are, where elements are, what types they are, you know, whether they're checkbox, an edit box, a radio button, etc. And then the later version of that, which is UIA, UI Automation. And we'll go into too much detail about what they are, except to say that, number one, they are well-defined interfaces, which means that they don't require any sort of black art like OSM used to get the information for a screen reader. And number two, they do not require video drivers. Windows has evolved over time while we were getting these new interfaces. And Windows has become increasingly restrictive on the old ways we used to do things, which I am calling black arts, because it used to be very tricky to get the OSM built. It used to be things like using calls that weren't defined or documented, things that Windows didn't, or Microsoft didn't expect us to do, but that's all we had. The OSM in JAWS is built largely on the original necessary interfaces that we had to use. We have the ability to use newer information, but to replace the OSM with something like MSAA rectangles and UIA location information is a lot of work. I think NVDA has to some extent done that, because they started later, and they began to use the newer technologies more than the old ones. There are things that you simply cannot do without video drivers, as far as I know. Now, this is the area that I might get corrected on. I don't think you can, for example, map a piece of text, like the letter T in the word this, to the physical colors on the screen and the physical point that it's at without some sort of video driver. I could be wrong about that. But I believe that when I do it in JAWS, I'm using a video driver. You can get information like the colors of text in a rectangle, such as if you get the MSA rectangle for a piece of text that says this is a test, which is on a button, you could find out that various points in that rectangle are different colors, but you probably wouldn't be able to map it to the letter T without an OSM. That's what I believe, at least. A lot of scripts in JAWS are written based on the mapping between text and colors. So, for instance, when I write scripts to do grid support when there's no MSAA and such, I have to find text and even drawn visual lines where the colors change and figure out where they are. So I'm using video drivers, in effect, to do some of that. If you want to change JAWS to use no video intercepts, I think we would lose some of that functionality. We could keep some of it, as demonstrated by the fact that you can do some of what I'm doing in JAWS with NVDA. I don't think you can use text coordinates. You'd have to use MSAA coordinates, UIA coordinates, etc. But I don't know how much work that would be for JAWS to do. I do know that the reason everyone keeps saying you can't do it in portable JAWS is that the current implementation of the OSM and therefore all this mapping between locations and text and whatnot are based on video drivers. Now, why you can't put video drivers in without having a non-portable JAWS, whoops, you, in order to put a video driver in, do have to modify something pretty deep in the operating system, and it no longer is portable in the sense that it, you can't just load it and run it, because a video driver has to install at a level that you, as far as I know, have to restart the computer to do. So there isn't going to be a solution to this problem, to my knowledge, that involves actually putting a video driver in from a portable version of JAWS. We would have to go to the level of not having a video driver and then re-implementing a lot of the functionality that's already there without one. That's my best summary, and I attempted to do it in layman terms. I'm not sure how well I succeeded at this. Comments, questions, welcome, and of course, corrections and updates from Freedom Scientific, most welcome, as I'm not sure that I have everything right with respect to how JAWS works internally, since I've never seen any internal JAWS code. I'm working with knowledge I have gained based on scripting JAWS for quite some years.